In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. To be honest, I was a bit upset with Luke the other day. Just like Mark and Matthew, he tells us about Jesus being led out in the wilderness by the Spirit and is tempted by the devil. Mark only has two sentences to describe all of this. Yet both Mark and Matthew tell us something that Luke doesn't. Mark and Matthew let us know that while Jesus was out struggling in the wilderness, angels were there too, waiting on him. To me, that is a reminder about how sometimes angels can appear, even in the darkest and hardest time, when we feel that we are caught in a scary wilderness. But Luke does not mention them. In the wilderness Luke describes, we don't hear about any angels, as if saying that they weren't there, or they didn't matter enough to be mentioned. I missed hearing about them. Without any helpful angels, it is a scary and harsh wilderness Luke is describing. And in that, it forces me to ask myself, is it like that sometimes? That helpful angels seem to be all gone. Or if they are there, their help is so tiny that the scary wilderness takes over and it feels like they don't matter enough to be mentioned. Lent has started, and in church, Bible readings, hymns, prayers, we feel how it is a more solemn time of the year. A time of the year that brings us closer to scary wilderness in our own world. A time that acknowledges how we ourselves sometimes can feel scared or vulnerable. Yes, Lent gives space for those feelings, telling us that those feelings are also allowed. Feelings of scary or tough wilderness coming too close to ourselves, to someone dear, or to our world in whole. And Lent reminds us to see our neighbor, to spread love and help when we can, to be that helping angel to someone. I was moved by the London Diocese Lent Appeal for this year. It focuses on modern day slavery and how we can help in our city. So I studied it a bit more. There are millions of slaves in our world today. Human trafficking is the fastest growing criminal industry in the world. 1% of victims are ever rescued. 1%. And all of a sudden, Luke's scary wilderness becomes very much alive. With no angels, or if any, it feels like a too small thing to mention. Modern day slavery is one example. I am sure we have others as well. But in this, in the painful number of 1%, I am reminded that yes, sometimes the wilderness Luke is describing is the most accurate one. Where are the angels? And even if for shorter periods of time, Luke's wilderness can appear in our own lives. Angels seem to be out of sight. It can be like that sometimes. The world can be like that sometimes.